From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In a strong defense of his America First policies, President Trump told a gathering of business, global business, and political leaders the world will benefit from U.S. economic power.
When the United States grows, so does the world.
Gary Hufbauer, senior fellow of the Peterson Institute for International Economics, spoke with VOA about the speech Mr. Trump delivered to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland.
It was really a welcome speech that urged foreign business leaders to consider investing in America and doubted the strong features of the American economy, the labor force, the skills, and so forth. It was not at all confrontational.
However, in his remarks, President Trump stood his ground, saying Washington would, in his words, no longer turn a blind eye to unfair economic practices, including massive intellectual property theft, industrial subsidies, and pervasive state-led economic planning. Economists from both sides, left and right, had harsh words for Mr. Trump's bill, and they said it was tilted toward protectionism. U.S. Treasury announcing new sanctions against Russian and Ukrainian citizens involved in the Russian annexation of Crimea, barring them from doing business with Americans and freezing any assets they hold under U.S. jurisdiction. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says the United States will continue to hold the line and provide credible military options to diplomats working to re-escalate or de-escalate, that is, tensions on the Korean Peninsula and address Pyongyang's nuclear and missile threat. Mattis spoke alongside. This is VOA News. Several Western intelligence sources have told Reuters North Korea shipped coal to Russia last year, which was then delivered to South Korea and Japan in a likely violation of UN sanctions. That story now from Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda.
The revelations come after U.S. President Donald Trump accused Russia of helping North Korea skirt sanctions in a separate way by getting banned supplies. Russia's foreign ministry didn't respond to a request for comment on the coal shipments. Coal is an important funding source for Pyongyang's missile programs. The sources said it was offloaded in Russia before being placed onto separate ships for transport to South Korea and Japan. It's not clear which companies at the final destinations would have profited, and Reuters couldn't determine whether the ships on that second half of the journey knew the origins of their cargo. But Russian port documents show their listed destination as back in North Korea. Shipping tracking data shows otherwise.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda. Indonesian President Joko Widodo proposed the establishment of a committee of Islamic scholars from his nation, together with those from Afghanistan and Pakistan, to promote a peaceful settlement of the Afghan conflict. Widodo made the proposal as he opened a two-day official visit to Islamabad.
Conflicts and wars will benefit no one. The people, mainly women and children, always become the most impacted once in conflict and wars.
Widodo told Pakistani President Mamnoon Hussein Indonesia can play a positive role in the Afghan peace process. A spokesman for the Syrian opposition delegation to UN-brokered peace talks in Vienna says they will not attend a peace conference that Russia's hosting in Sochi next week. Yahya Aridi says the Sochi conference is an attempt to undermine the UN's efforts to broker a peace deal.
We believe that the ball is in the Russian court. And they say that they have the upper hand in Syria. And they were responsible for saving this regime for a long time. And they can bring it to commit itself to international legality resolutions. And if they want, they can.
Western powers and some Arab states believe the conference in Sochi is an attempt to create a separate peace process that would undermine the UN's efforts and lay the groundwork for a solution more suitable to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his allies Russia and Iran. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.